Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, sponsored by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Amber Rupinta.
Alice in Wonderland, a present for the Queen. It looks like Christmas, Alice said, gazing out her parlor window one cold December afternoon. Snow sparkled in the fields and on the branches of the pine trees. Outside, children were building a snowman. Alice thought about joining them, but the parlor was so warm and cozy. Alice yawned. Perhaps it would be best to stay inside after all. Suddenly, something hopped across the snow in front of Alice's house. It was a rabbit with white fur wearing a red coat. Alice sat up, startled. "Why, it's the white rabbit from Wonderland," she cried. "It's lost, it's lost," the white rabbit wailed as he hurried past the house. Alice quickly put on her winter coat and ran outside after the rabbit. She caught up to him just as he was about to dive into a hole under a tree. "Not so fast," Alice said. "You're always running away. Whatever is wrong this time?" "Oh, you must let me through," the white rabbit cried. "I've lost the Queen of Hearts Christmas present. If I can't find it, she'll have my head." "Oh dear, that would be awful indeed," Alice said. "Please, let me help you find it." But the white rabbit simply dove down the hole without saying another word. Alice followed the white rabbit. Down and down and down she fell until she landed with a thump. Alice saw the rabbit's fluffy tail disappear through a door. She hurried after him and found herself on a snowy path lined with evergreen trees. The white rabbit was gone, but Alice could see his footprints in the snow. Alice made her way down the path, admiring the lights on the trees. Then she noticed something. "Why, they're fireflies," she exclaimed. All at once, the footprints stopped. "I've lost him again," Alice said with a sigh. "Lost who?" someone asked. A toothy smile appeared in one of the trees, followed quickly by a purple-striped cat around the smile. "Cheshire Cat," Alice cried happily. "Maybe you can help me. The white rabbit has lost the Queen's present and..." "But that's a lost what?" the cat interrupted. "I thought you said you lost a who." Alice frowned. Usually, she quite enjoyed riddles, but she always had such trouble explaining herself to the Cheshire Cat. "I didn't lose a what," she said. "The white rabbit did, and now I've lost him." Suddenly, the Cheshire Cat disappeared. "I can't help you with your lost who," he called out, "but I can help you with your lost what. Try the Mad Hatter." Alice looked around. She knew the Hatter wasn't on the path behind her, so she continued forward. Soon she heard music. "Deck the halls with bowls of jelly, foo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo." Alice emerged in a clearing. The Mad Hatter and the March Hare stood with their arms around each other singing. They stopped when they saw Alice. "Alice," the Mad Hatter cried, "come join us. We're singing Christmas Heralds." "Christmas Heralds?" Alice asked, confused. "Don't you mean Christmas carols?" "What does carol have to do with it?" the March Hare said. "Everyone knows Harold wrote all the best Christmas songs." And with that, the March Hare and the Mad Hatter began to sing again. Oh, Christmas tea, with milk and cream we drink thee." "But that's not how the song goes at all," Alice said. "And anyway, I don't have time to sing. The white rabbit has lost the Queen's Christmas present," and suddenly the Mad Hatter jumped in front of Alice, holding a teapot and a teacup. "Cold cocoa," he offered, handing Alice the teacup. "Don't you mean hot cocoa?" Alice replied. "This reminds me of a riddle," the Mad Hatter said. "What keeps your head cool in the summer and warm in the winter?" "A hat, of course," Alice said. "Now please, I need your help. The Queen's present is lost." With a twinkle in his eye, the Mad Hatter took off his hat. Sitting atop his head was a large box wrapped in Christmas paper, and lying on top of the box was the tiny, sleepy Dormouse. "There you are," the Mad Hatter said, grabbing the Dormouse. "And here you are," the March Hare said, handing Alice the present. "Oh, thank you," Alice cried. "Now, if you would be so kind," but the Mad Hatter and the March Hare weren't listening to her anymore. They had burst into song again. "On the first day of Christmas, my best friend gave to me a steaming pot of lovely tea. Shaking her head, Alice left the clearing. As she made her way through the trees, she saw that the white rabbit's footprints had reappeared. Alice didn't want to lose the tracks again. She carefully followed them all the way to the queen's castle. As she approached the gates, the queen's guards grabbed her. "The queen's got a reward out for your head," one of the guards said. The guards brought Alice to the throne room where the white rabbit was busy apologizing to the queen. "I'm sorry, Your Majesty," he said. "I had your present, and then I lost it." The queen had heard enough. "Off with his head," she shouted. "No," Alice cried, breaking away from the guards. "The present isn't lost. I found it." The queen glared at Alice. "Off with her head," she yelled. The king coughed quietly and placed his hand on the queen's arm. "Perhaps you should open the present first, dear," he suggested meekly. The queen eyed the present. "I suppose I could," she said, tearing off the bow's wrapping. Her eyes lit up as she pulled a small Christmas tree out of the box. As the Queen of Hearts admired her Christmas gift, a large grin appeared in the air next to Alice. "Now might not be the worst time to slip away," it said. Alice nodded and quietly snuck out of the room. As soon as she was safely out of sight, she began to run. But she slipped on a patch of ice and hit her head. Everything went black. When Alice opened her eyes, she found herself back in her parlor. She yawned sleepily. "What a strange dream I've just had," she said. Stretching, Alice looked out the window. Just then, her eye caught the finished snowman. It was wearing a familiar hat and holding a teacup. Alice frowned. Perhaps it hadn't been a dream after all.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.